Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us here on the air. You know, Dr. Bridget Melson joins us from time to time on the show, but tonight she's agreed to stay 2 hours with us. And you know, one of the things I'll say, and she can correct me when I put her on here in a second, is I am on a school board of a fairly large district in California. That's number one. So I get to see firsthand the interaction between parents and the kids and the teachers and the kids and the staff and the kids and the kids and the kids. And you hear all kinds of things. I'm in California, which is the belly of the beast, where they're trying to push your kids into believing absolutely nothing except what they tell them to believe. You know, there is no God, there is no absolutes, it's whatever you feel is what you is and what you might want to be. But the thing that I've noticed the most over the years is the absence of the parents. They could even be there physically, but they're not engaging with their kids. They're not, you know, I hear terms like, I don't want to go down that road with them because I want him to trust me, I want him to be my friend. I want him to be able to feel like he or she could talk to me. This is the mom or the dad talking. So they think they have to water down the truth so they don't hurt the kid's feelings so the kid can talk with them. Well, then who do they trust? You're no different than anybody else in their life. When you start telling them that the teacher's not telling them the truth about their gender or whatever it is they got going on with, you got an issue there now. Now you're both lying. Who's telling the truth at that point? And the wake-up moment for me, a very quick story, was with my first wife and my son who moved in with me. I brought him in with me. And we were having an issue that morning, me and the ex-wife, and she kept calling back, and I looked at him, and I was ready to say, tell her I'm not here. And I'm telling you people, it was like the foghorn going off in my head, and God's going, really? So you're going to teach him to lie. Is that what you're going to do? That it's okay to lie. I'm telling you, went off like, you don't have to. And he remembers this today. Because I looked at him and I said, tell her it's really not a good time for us to talk. And I left it at that. So you didn't have to lie. You told the truth. And you showed him, you showed your child, how to stand up to things. And that's where I believe that's where we're missing today. You're too busy trying to be their friends. You're too busy trying to make them feel good. And I believe this is why we have some of the trouble. And you Christian parents, it's the same thing for you. Take a stand for Christ. You know, to coin a phrase, not to coin a phrase, but to bring back a phrase again, you don't have to be a Jesus freak with your kids, so to speak. As you know, I got a guy that stands on the corner every morning by my down the street from my house. Is it, what is it? No Jesus, no peace, right? That, you know, that one. And I get it. I get what he's trying to do. But you don't have to be that with your kids. But you can take a stand for Christ. You can show them what the truth is and show them what it's like to take a stand and be uncomfortable. All right, Dr. B., I know I talked too much already, but
I'm always going after the parents, and you know that. I'm sorry, but it's just how I feel about it.
You're good. Oh, man. It's, they need it. And I don't, I feel like I'm, you know, I'm always coming down on parents, and I'm not. I get it. It's a lot. It's a lot to be a parent, but where we have failed is that we need to be more present. And I know a lot of us are dealing with our own issues, right? You know, you've got to remember that this world, you know, I don't think Satan specifically is after you or you or you or you, but he definitely, we live in a fallen world, and he's released his minions, and it's out there. He doesn't probably have to do half the work anymore. It's just out there. You know, a lot of the more liberal agenda has just, it's destroying families. You know, you can take, just sit back a moment, take the God out of it, but still look at the anger, the contempt, the pure contempt. It's beyond anger to me. And I say left, I say liberal. I don't say left, and I don't say Democrats, because I've got friends that are, you know, Blue Dog Democrats that are still holding on, you know, for their party, but they're not angry people. But the liberal agenda is so contemptuous, and it's so just the antithesis of everything we are created to be and created to believe. And that is what we're fighting. And you've got to understand, if you've got kiddos, especially that middle school to college, that is what they're fighting. And if we haven't given them a foundation and given them tools and given them weapons, you know, Ephesians, sword of the spirit, belt of truth, all of that, then you just release them into the world through a device. Who would do that? I mean, would you enroll your child or let your child enroll and sign up for the military if they said, okay, but in this military, we're going to go out to Syria right now where they hate Americans, hate Christians, but we're not giving them any guns. No planes are going to be dropping bombs, no radar, no one's going to be watching over them, but we're going to trust that you raised them enough, parents, to equip them. So we're going to drop them down in Syria. Would you do that? But this is what we're doing. I hope you understand how even more severe it is and important, because this is their eternal life. This is not just their life right now. So if you would be okay with strapping on a parachute and dropping them off somewhere in war territory where they have nothing, yep. They're equipped with nothing, then keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Gotta go for a quick break. We'll come back. You're going to explain what the great opportunities are. That's what you said. I don't know. I'm lost already. We'll be back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. There's a reason why God didn't call me to be a pastor and or a mental health counselor, because I'd be like the drill sergeant of mental health and whatever. And thank God for that. But thank God we have people like Dr. B who helps these kids out, people out on a regular basis. And no, seriously, you've known me long enough. I'd be sitting there. I'd be like that thing with the Cher. I'd slap you and go, come on, snap out of it, kind of thing. So. Everybody's got their place.
That's right.
All right. You were starting to explain this great opportunities program, or
it's a culmination of hundreds of studies over the last 3 years, I believe, of what is going on with our Gen Zers and as far as mental health and faith. It's specifically that, and it's Public Religion Research Institute, the Gallup polls, the Pew Research, all of this, Baylor Religion Survey. There are many, many, many research studies that went into this. And so with that, they took it, and what they do this, they put a projection out to what it's going to look like for our youth and our kiddos coming up. Just a few statistics here. I mean, I would go look at it myself. You guys just go check it out. It's called The Great Opportunity, and there's a PDF, and you can download it. But right now, with everything they did, sobering statistics, it says by the year 2050. Honestly, that's not that far away, right? That's, you think 2050, but we're already in 2023. So it says 35 million youth raised in Christian homes will disaffiliate from Christianity, which is over 1 million a year from now to 2050. So 1 million a year of youth raised in a Christian home are going to disaffiliate. And I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to give you five ways parents you can engage, because this is the messaging I'm getting right here. The message is, how do we engage them? How do we engage them? And I get it. I'm not going to, you know, diss you guys because you don't know how to engage, but I'm going to give you some five things you can do. 73% to 59%. This is the overall Christian percentage of the population. It will drop from 73% today, this is worldwide, to 59%. And I think it's going to eat. That's people who affiliate as Christians, right? Not true Christ followers. Those are all sects of it together, all different you know, religions, if you want to call it. I call it a relationship, but this includes all of it across the board. And so they give you the numbers basically on how to go. What it came down to is by the year 2050, so what's that, 20 some odd, 27 years? I don't know. You know,
yeah,
somebody needs to do something like that.
28 years, yeah.
It's not, we'll be alive probably, right? It's not that many.
Don't wish that on me.
We'll be around. That an estimate that there are 22 million kids within Christian families that we are at risk losing. And if you look at the big picture in about 25 years, isn't it worth it, you know, to try to reach that 22 million? That, to me, if we can, what these revivals can do, these things popping up, and another one just popped up at Anderson University in one of the Carolinas, which is incredible, in South Carolina. It started 4 hours ago, and it's still going on. It was supposed to last just a short time. So good job, again, Anderson University. What, to me, you know, we don't know when the rapture is going to happen. We don't know when these kids are going to, you know, pass away or have accidents, God forbid. But 22 million kids, that's significant. And if parents can do these five things, we can cut that so far down, that 22 million. And the statistics are so high right now, looking at this great opportunity, that your child, by the time they get, if not through high school, to college, is going to disaffiliate with anything Christian.
So you kind of wrapping a few questions up that being asked by to me. It's easy to be a Christian on Sunday. It's easy to be a Christian at the youth group, right? But what about when you're alone? What about when you're at school and you're surrounded by these kids that, they're really not making fun of you for believing in God, but they are kind of, you know, discounting your belief in God. How do we make our kids strong enough? Because I don't see it. I'm in
right.
it, and I don't see it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the most difficult things they've ever done, and you've got to make it okay. Not only are our children dealing with anxiety, number one, right? 42% of our Gen Zers right now are diagnosed with a mental health issue. Never mind the ones that are taking their lives or are, you know, we can't afford counseling. These are the ones that are the diagnosed on pen and paper insurance research, 42%. And that to me is, you guys, come on. That's almost half of our kids. So it has to start with us. The five things, honestly, and this will help you guys, hopefully, is you've got to engage. And we've heard, what is engage? You know, we've got to be engaged. We need to be engaged in not only scripture and not only church, but honestly, you want to do one thing. This is one thing I do every morning. I get up, I make coffee, and I turn on, you know, I turn on Alexa, I turn on worship music. I have a playlist, and it's just playing. That is just playing. So when my kids get up and I make them breakfast and they're ushered out with worship music. In the car, every single day, I pray for my children before they go. And granted, I have one that's a senior and one that's eighth grader. I pray for them as they exit the car with them in the car. And then after they get out of the car, I go pull over in the parking lot and I pray for them again. I lift my hands up to the school and I pray for the school and I pray for the staff. This takes 5 minutes. So that is one way to be engaged. Just have it on. Just,
you know, I got a lot of parents easy. Complain to me that, you know, how are we going to get prayer back in school? And I go, you know what? You don't need it, number one. Number two is, why are you waiting for them to get to school? Why aren't they praying before they leave the house? Why aren't you praying with them before they walk out of the kitchen? I mean, seriously, but go ahead.
It's so easy. Put it on your calendar. Pray for my children. Just put it on every day, 7:30 a.m., and it's just awesome. And I feel horrible the times I forget. If I ever forget, I'll be emailing them, you know, because they don't have cell phones at school. But I'll emailing them, hey, I prayed for you. Sorry, we forgot. And my kids are now like, hey, we didn't pray. You know, so pray at meals. When you have their friends over and you have a meal, pray with all of their friends. Say, hey, do you mind? I don't know what you believe in, but we're Christians and all of, you know, our kids' friends are Christians. But we pray for the meal. We pray for the after-school snack. These are easy ways to just bring it in because they're going to emulate you. They're going to emulate your marriage. They're going to use you guys as an example, how you communicate, how you pray, how you do dinner time, all of it.
You have to pause it. We got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B right after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. We're learning more about President Biden's long, complicated, and dangerous trip to Ukraine.
The two reporters who accompanied the president for the entire trip say it began very early Sunday morning with a quiet, small motorcade to Joint Base Andrews. Then the party boarded a smaller 757-sized plane dubbed Sam 060. After a refueling stop in Germany and a one-hour flight to a Polish base, the president and his people took a 10-hour overnight train ride to Kyiv. U.S. fighter jets were overhead until the train entered Ukraine. Biden is now the first U.S. president to enter a war zone with no active U.S. military protection. I'm Richard Johnson.
A suspect has been arrested now in connection with the murder of a beloved Los Angeles area archbishop. 65-year-old Carlos Medina was taken into custody this morning about 20 miles north of L.A. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. But listen, here's the deal. Okay, we're doing something a little different. I'm going to bring Dr. B back on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does from time to time. Always appreciate her time, her insight, and, you know, godly wisdom when it comes to your kids. Well, yours too, but your kids' mental health. I personally believe, and I am not the person with the paper here, but I personally believe that we have let our kids down over the years because we haven't stepped up to be the parents / Christian parents that we should be. And we are the example, the first example of Christ that these kids see. And not to make you feel bad, but, you know, being Italian, I have to place guilt somewhere. So, I mean, being the first example they see, what kind of example are you? And Dr. B could probably help you work through that and make sure that you are the example that they need to see on a regular basis. All right, Dr. B, it's all yours.
It's all mine. Well, we just talked about engaging, you know, your kids. So I'm going to give you 5 E's so parents can actually, you know, I'm giving you some things. So be writing this down. Hopefully you guys are writing this down. If you're in the car, you know, don't write it down. But other than that, so definitely engage. Engage, we talked about, you know, praying for them, praying over their schools. Public school, you're allowed to pray over their schools. Just, you know, don't go inside.
Yep.
Number 2 is explain. So you can use so many things, so many different topics, and especially articles and current news stories. I'm not for having news, any kind of news radio on for kids. Not these days. It's too crazy. It's too volatile. But pick out certain stories, like this whole revival going on in Asbury and now so many other colleges right now, and talk about it and say, hey, have you heard about this? No. This is what's going on. What do you think about that? If you're able and you can drive, let's drive up there. Let's check it out. Do these things. Engage them. I want parents to look for aroma, okay? Aroma in their household. I know that sounds funny. Affection, respect, order, merriment, and affirmation. Your house should be a loving place. Y'all need to, if you and your husband have something you're fussing over, take it to the bedroom. Do it outside of the kids', you know, hours at home, and just try to make it loving. When it gets sarcastic, it's awesome. I love my husband, and I always say Ephesians 29, guys, Ephesians 29, and we even have to do it with each other. You know, if it gets, you know, there's just kind of too much. You know, when you get kind of chippy with people, and it's just let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, except for what's, you know, gratifying to those that are around you. So Ephesians 4:29, write it out, have it out, but really. Listen to worship songs, listen to radio programs that are uplifting and Christian-like, and just talk at dinner and build kids up spiritually any way you can, any way you can. If they get up and, you know, put their plate away, explain, you know, I love your servant's heart. How cool is that? God gave that to you, just like that, and they're done. Just get the God in there. So we've got engage, we've got explain, now equip. We've got to equip our kiddos. Parents I've seen are not, we're not super, I don't know, we're not equipping them purposefully, I guess is what it is. So since a lot of us don't really think about having a plan for spiritual development, right, and it's something that parents haven't had to do, but because we have to combat all of this, all of the social media they're getting, we have to absolutely equip them. Like I said, if you're going to equip your soldier child for war, we've got to equip them to go out into the, you know, out into the world. Because as Joe said, you know, what if they're in a public school? What if they get hammered on for sharing their faith and laughed at? Well, Jesus, you know, if Jesus based his life and his ministry on doing that, we would not have a Savior that was crucified and resurrected. So it says, that's why the Bible says we're not of this world. It's why it says go against the flow. It literally means go against the flow of the world. Right? They're going out, heading to hell off the cliff. Your kid needs to be walking this way through it and trying to talk about Jesus and their faith as much as possible. Yes, they're going to get trampled. Yes, they're going to get knocked down. And that's why we have to equip them and know that God is going to protect them. We've got to instill a reverent fear of the Lord with our kiddos. So that's how we equip them. Again, talk, teach, have a lesson, listen to worship, pray. Easy things. We can do this. Example, your next E. We got to walk our talk. We have to be the example. We need to be loving and be Christ-like and really tone down the sarcasms. Tone down the jokes that are just, you know, without bad language. If you want to watch, you and your spouse want to watch a movie that's got the F-bomb flying, then don't do it in front of them. I get that we need to age appropriately expose them to the world, but trust me, if they have a device, and I guarantee pretty much that any of your children probably have a device. If there are parents that have not given a device to their child, kudos to yours. If you take it at night, amazing. If you take it and only give it to them on the weekends, wonderful. But for the rest of you, they're exposed to the world.
Can I interrupt you for a second? You saw that text that I sent you earlier?
Yeah.
Where the first of all, the 12-year-old had a psychotic moment when the phone was trying to take away from her, but you had a 3-year-old. This person gave their son or daughter a phone at 3. Am I missing something? Is there ever a reason for that?
You know, there isn't, and I will just tell you, I would have never, this really hit me, and this will all totally segue into that, but I was on a school campus, and there I walked into the athletic office, and there was this noise, like this, and I'm like, what is that? And she's like, oh, sorry, when I put my cell phone next to this speaker, it just does this, and I'm like, holy cow, and I was talking to some people, and my husband, and the radio, whatever, the vibes, the stuff that comes off of these phones, let alone is doing damage to their brains.
Oh, yeah.
But it physically is, but the developmental, they can't, it's too much. It's bad for their eyes. My optometrist and I talk candidly all the time, and she says she's never seen so many eye issues and vision issues with children, and it's because of the screens. It's because of the color, the blue light we've got to get. It's because that they're on them. It's because it's close. So they're affected eyes, brain, developmentally, emotionally, spiritually. I don't know what we have to hit before parents understand how dangerous this is. And you can go look any of that up. You could probably talk to your doctor. You can talk to your optometrist. So I'll tell you that. You can talk to me, mental health professional. I will tell you, three is, so I used to, gosh, how many, what, 20 years ago I did, you know, I started my parent survival seminars. And I used to say, I used to copy what the research said and said an hour a day is the max a child's mind can handle of any kind of social media, electronic device, including television. 1 hour a day. Beyond that, we're going to see developmental issues. We're going to see sociopathic tendencies. We are going to see vision issues. I mean, 1 hour a day. And tell me, I don't know any child that is on a device. I don't know any parent. I don't know any human being that's on the device less than an hour a day. So if your child or you are on consistently more than 1 hour a day, you're doing damage.
You do know that some schools are using cell phones for teaching in the classroom. And I had suggested to my school district, instead of using the phones or allowing them to use the phones, why don't we have, you know, tablets for all of them? Let them use the tablet as opposed to their own phone, because that'll keep them away from doing stuff, looking at things that they don't need to. And I guess pencil 100%. And paper doesn't work anymore or something.
Yeah, the damage is being done. I completely agree with you. A tablet would be better. And just so you know, electronically, you know, that more than 1 hour a day, if they're learning a concept, if it's on a tablet or a computer, that does not count in that 1 hour. So don't completely freak out. Is there, you know, that's good for their brain to be, you know, learning, but not on the phone, but not in front of a television.
No, but to your point, I see these kids. Yeah. You know, when I walk into a classroom or whatever, I mean, some of them have got their face right down on top of the tablet because they can't see. Yeah, so I guess they don't have to wear their glasses at that point. That can't be good for them. You know, I was one of those kids that grew up where your mom was yelling at you, get away from the TV. It's going to make you go blind. You know, back away from the television set. It's going to fry your
seriously.
Brain or whatever.
It's kind of true, right? And now the TV is the least of our worries. Absolutely the least. So be an example. Put your cell phones down. Put them down. Whenever your kids are around, put them down. And we really try to make that a rule in our house.
Wait a minute. Put them face down. Not just down, face
out
down.
Out of sight. Like, you know? From Friday night to, you know, Sunday night, put mine in.
We got
to
go for a quick break. When we come back, though, let's start giving some solutions on how do we fix it. What are some of the things that they can actually do? And it's going to be tough at first, because your kids aren't used to you being a little tough on them in the phone, but let's talk about how we can fix some of this. Joe Messina, your host. I'll go for a lot more with Dr. B after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mathieu, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, please. And the way you do that is you get informed. And as I always tell you, don't listen to me. I don't have a clue, or I wouldn't be behind a radio mic every day. So that's why I bring in people like Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does from time to time. Always appreciate her time with me as well. You know, it's funny, while we were on the break, I got an email message from somebody. But it's funny because it's something that you and I have talked about in the past, which is, why does it appear, yes, I'm kind of rewording your email person, why does it appear that the kids are weaker today than we were in the 60s and 70s? And I joke with you all the time that, you know, we always lived under the atomic bomb threat, right? I mean, I lived on the East Coast, and you'd have the air raid things go on as a drill, and we'd dive under a debt, whatever. I mean, why is it seem, or does it only seem, that they're weaker of mind today than we were? Help me.
Right. Yeah, the explosion of technology that we have, right? The things we worried about back in the day was them, you know, getting access to a Playboy magazine in a backpack. And now, right, dad's thing under the covers, whatever. Now it's, think about on a phone what they have access to.
Oh, yeah.
The disrespect, the songs, the lyrics, the shows, the apps, everything is so. The F word is like it's the word the.
Yep.
They use it. So it's really access. It's this explosion of technology and of insanity and of just depravity that is coming at them constantly. That's why. Back in the day, we played, we returned when the streetlights went on, and if we ever even looked at our friend's parent the wrong way, they'd correct us, and our parents would be very happy about that. In grocery stores, you know, people, if you let your kids see, stop that. You know, now you get sued for, you know, looking at a kid sideways if he's, you know, clearing out the shelf and breaking things. So it's just a complete breakdown of society. It's scriptural. It's prophetic. Read Romans 1 if you need help. It will explain head to toe what's going on. And it's just the lack of God and in a fallen world. We seem to last about 2,000 years, right, from Noah's time. This is why it was all – we were just at the Ark in Kentucky. And let me tell you, reading about Noah and seeing that Ark, you know, that actual, you know, biblically built to those speculations – and it was humbling just being on the ark and looking down and thinking that that was all water and all these people except for Noah's family and their wives and things. That here we are again. You know, Jesus died 2,000 years later, 2023. We're losing it again. So it seems like mankind can keep it together for a few thousand years and we lose it. But that's why. It's all of that, right? It used to be cool to be respectful. Leave It to Beaver, Happy Days. You know, everybody was respectful on TV. Three's Company, people were like, oh, my gosh, that's so edgy. And now, you know, that's on reruns on Pluto.
Please.
So
that would be rated PG today, right?
Right? Nothing. Allie loves that show. She just laughs at it. You know, like, so it's really the explosion of knowledge in not a good way. And I'm getting so many messages here about practical steps parents can take. I mean, like, what can we do? Like, what specifically? So if I can go in, literally, parents, right now, you know, have a vision. Think about it. Make a list. Have a vision to what you want your kids to look like, what you want your family life, your home to look like. Do you want it to be a happy place? Do you want it to be an ugly place? Do you want it to be a hateful place? You know, a home, or do you want it to be love filled? Then you've got to fill it with the things that you want. You have to have a vision first. One thing in couples therapy, you know, I would make the couples, you know, they'd be very in general. I want her to be nice. Well, what does that look like? Well, I don't know. Well, then how do you know what nice looks like, right, for you? Make a list of things that, well, I want her to get my coffee. I want her to find my slippers. I want her to tell her I love you, and I want her, you know. So you've got to be specific to what does that look like for your family. What do you want your kids to do? How you want the respect? What does your family look like? And really, when you're making that list, prioritize what you think God prioritizes, right? Does that make sense? You know, It's godliness. It's the fruits of the Spirit. Someone asked me the other day, you know, what's your word for your family? You know, I get a word each year, you know, and I'm like, I go literally every year, my word is the fruits of the Spirit, you know, kindness, gentleness, self-control. That is what I walk with and live with. And if anything, parents, maybe just go and find the fruits of the Spirit, write down all of those and post it on a cabinet, doesn't have to be fancy, and say, that's my goal. That's what I want for my kids, is what the fruits of the Spirit are. That's a simple way to do it. Be focused, for sure. We've got to be focused in our lives for a period of time, and we have to seek first God's kingdom, Matthew 6:33. And if we want to raise fully devoted Christ followers in this world and have them go against the flow, we have to ourselves be focused and teach them how to focus on Christ in every aspect of their life. So So hopefully that's helpful. Develop habits for sure in sports, right? We've got our kids in habits. You're going to work out. You're going to eat this. You're going to have a protein shake, right? If we can do it with sports, and we need to do it with witnessing opportunities and you know, teaching them what being honorable and faithful as a witness can be. So develop habits with that in the grocery store. If you ask God for opportunities when you're at restaurants and grocery stores and schools and with parents, He will give you opportunities. If you don't, then you're not going to be receptive and open. But if we develop habits of really, you know, okay, let's just pray in the car before we go into the store and see if God has anyone in there He wants us to help or pray for, they will happen. We do that all the time, and there are opportunities all the time. And, you know, our kids see that. And now they, in the least, if they're more shy, they will at least pray for someone as well. Optimize life's challenges. This is one of the things I talked about in my parent survival guide, is look, bring challenges to them, and not anything in depth, right? Make it age appropriate, but say, hey, this happened at work. There was gossip, and now this person's getting fired, and they shouldn't have, but I know about it, and I could keep this person from getting fired. What would you do? What should I do? Bring real life scenarios to them. And so they can understand and think and create and be creative about it, and critically think about what would you do as a Christian? What would you do? This person was not a Christian that got this person fired. So bring real life challenges to them. That's fun stuff. Don't make it over the top and too deep. Okay. So people are asking me questions. I'll get right to you. Build confidence, right? When you see them do something that is a challenge for them and encourage that, that's another thing you and I have talked about, Joe, is we've got wimpy kids because they won't, you know, they're not pushed. Oh, it hurts. I'm sorry. Oh, your head hurts. You can stay home. Push them. You've got to push them. They're going to be okay. I'm not saying make them play on the freeway, but push them to read books, push them to try new things, push them to test their faith. You know, do that stuff, or they're never going to learn things to do that are going to build confidence. And this is what we need to do, because social media does the opposite. Just know that. It tears their confidence down. And the more popular they are and the more followers they have, the more they're at risk of being broken down. So give them hurdles and help them go over them. Help them conquer their fears and show them that basically God's there. God's got you. It's not the end of the world. Don't, you know, catch them, but don't, you know, coddle them. Don't protect them too much. You know,
But the time for them to really, you and I have talked about this before, and if I'm wrong, just tell me, but the time for them to make some of those mistakes that could be dangerous or life-changing is while they're with you, while they're at home with you, right?
Under the roof, yes.
Yeah, because you can step out and do that whole, well, stop, wait.
Your roof. Yes. And that's one thing I've learned so much. I think that's going to be my next book is letting your kids fail. It's probably a good title.
Oh, it's a great topic.
Right. Let your kids fail. There you go. Bestseller right there. It's coming too. But, you know, especially our more risky or strong-willed kids, you need to give them a bigger bandwidth. They drive too fast. Let them get a ticket because they're going to pay the higher insurance rate and they're going to pay the ticket and they're not going to be able to drive. Let them. You can't, okay, you know, I'm going to follow you to school or I'm going to take. No, let them get out there and they got fired. Okay, let them get fired because they're not showing up.
When my daughter, and I'll make it really fast, I promise, she went off to college. She went to a different state, and she said, you know, I said, stay away from credit cards. If anything happens, you call me. We'll work it out together. I'll give you a debit card. We'll figure it out, right? Well, she got her own credit cards, and then she had trouble with her credit. She had trouble. She needed tires for her car, and I said, well, wait a minute. You've got credit cards. Why don't you put – well, apparently she had eaten the limit on her credit cards. I said, well, the sewer is very happy for you. So, but – it would have been easier to teach her that here and watch her suffer through it. You know, I ate up your time, but we got to do this again. Tell people how to get a hold of you.
At drbradio.com or find me on Facebook.
That's so easy. Joe was your host. A lot more with Dr. B coming up next week, I'm sure. I'll make sure she comes back on. God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.